The Twilight Concert Series returns to Pioneer Park this summer, every Thursday, July 16th through August 27th. Visit twilightconcertseries.com for the full lineup and more details.
The 6th annual Utah Beer Festival takes place Saturday, August 15th at Library Square in downtown Salt Lake City. Visit utahbeerfestival.com for more details.
Please join Now ID's 2015 event, Nowhere, taking place July 17th and 18th at Libby Gardner Concert Hall. For more info on the show and organization, visit nowid.com.
I'm Alexander Ortega, managing editor for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll be checking out the best burgers across the valley with Jeffrey Stedman from Yelp and talking to Rob Dutton from Lucky 13. Now, burgers are something that are near and dear to my heart. I know this because I have high cholesterol. Jeffrey,
how's it going? Not figuratively near to your heart, but really wrapped up inside of your heart and the blood pressure and cholesterol.
I will let you know that I've been researching for this episode. I've been doing lots of research.
That's what I heard.
I've had like 3 burgers per week.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Here's the thing. Salt Lake City is a burger town. I think if this is me looking into my culinary crystal ball, I think, you know, if we look down the road 10 or 20 or 30 years, people will talk about going to Chicago for the deep dish, and they'll talk about, Boston's got their beans, but the Salt Lake City is burger town. I mean, I know we're doing the Ski Town USA, but it's burger town USA. We really do burgers more and harder than anywhere else I've ever been.
Nice. I can get into that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's start with the list. It looks like there is a new brewery coming around.
Yeah, it's a new brewery, but not really a new brewery, right?
This
is the folks over Avenues Proper, and they, you know, that space is so small, and I think they are just sort of expanding their operation a little bit and thought, well, let's give the kitchen a little bit of chance to spread some wings. So they do a burger over there, and everybody's really excited for, was it Proper Brewing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Proper Brewing, I think is what's going to be called. They're really excited for that to get rolling and see what the menu does over there. Now, you've had the burger over at Avenues Proper?
I definitely have, and I was being a little coy there. I'm actually in a band with Rio Connolly, the brewer in Filth Lords. Filthlords.bandcamp.com. And I've had the burger many times, and it's really delicious. And I'm really excited because Proper Brewing is going to be pretty focused on their burger selection.
Yeah, it's my understanding, and you have the inside scoop, but it's my understanding it's going to be very pub-y in that they do some really interesting, you know, beers and stuff like that, but the new menu is going to be not necessarily like what you think of a divey pub, because they really do things differently, but it's going to be sort of like a very pub-focused kind of burgery thing going on.
Yeah, you mean like Irish pub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, there's going to be burgers, and there's going to be skee ball. And so that's...
Sold.
Yeah. Something that really goes well with burgers are the beers. And, proper brewing always delivers on that front. So I'm really excited for it.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about... It's very polarizing anytime you say the word best, right? So if you're about best... Oh, I mean, anything. Best burger, best pizza, best sushi, whatever. But there are a few names that get thrown around, I guess, with some regularity when we talk about best burger. And if you're talking about, like, sitting down at a restaurant and ordering a burger that is brought to you, I think one of the names I hear most frequently is Copper Onion. And it's hard to argue with that. Copper Onion, one of the most reviewed businesses on all of Yelp in Utah. I think I want to say number 2, right behind Red Iguana, right? It's got over 1,000 reviews, and a lot of people shout out that burger. Again, burger's such a, like, you can't, it's so hard to say best burger, because how do you compare Crown Burger, for example, to Copper Onion?
Right. I mean, it's a totally different ballgame.
But the Copper Onion burger is a little more, I hate the word gourmet, but it's a little fancier, but it's this great quality meat, salted burger that just, it's hard to not order that if you've had it before every time you go back to Copper Onion.
It's super tasty, and I've had the burger from Copper Onion once, but I've had the burger from Copper Commons a couple times, and it's super tasty, but you have kind of an inside scoop on that dynamic as well.
It's, of course, Ryan Lauder's restaurant, growing restaurant empire. Yeah. you have Copper Onion, Copper Common, Copper Kitchen. There was discussion at some point that if rumors swirl about anybody, it's like him and Scott Evans of like the Pago, you know, that whole group. And so we hear rumors all the time about, well, you know, maybe he's looking at doing a bakery. And but I think he does a great job at whatever he does. And if Ryan wants to open another place and offer that burger on another menu, great, let's do it. I'm there in line getting a burger.
Definitely. And there's another local establishment that is, I would say at this point, I'm waiting for Proper Brewing to come out with their burger selection.
Sure.
So I'm officially reserving judgment, but unofficially, right now, my favorite burger has been from Rye.
Tell me about that, because I've been to Rye, but in all full disclosure, I have not ordered the burger from Rye. So tell me what we're dealing with.
Jeffrey, let me tell you something here. I've been to Rye about 7 or 8 times. I've only ordered the burger.
Really?
I've only ordered the burger. And it is so good. The meat is just top notch. It's cooked just right. The condiments, the spicy condiments and whatnot are there, and they are there for embellishment, but they don't overpower the savor of the meat. And it's just, I don't know if it's the meat selection or the way they cook it, or probably, you know, it's a culmination of all these things. And the bread they serve it on is just right. And it's, I think about it in the night.
Well, that's the mark of a good burger or any good meal, is when you lay there in bed and go, huh? I can't stop thinking about that burger. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me hearing that about Rye. I think they have a real sensibility about what they do. Their menu is not like overly complicated. I mean, it's not like 16 pages of like every like chef's whim. And so I think that's sort of their thing, is they go out and they execute really well on the things that they do. I've really loved Rye. I mean, Rye is a fantastic addition to the dining scene here. So because of you, my next visit's burger time.
You got to go there.
Done.
Cool. And then, so what next do we have on the list?
I think we're looking at, the burger that hit me hardest last year was From Scratch. So From Scratch is that, as the name would indicate, the place that makes everything from scratch. It's on Gallivan Avenue, so right there, you enter from the east side, you enter on Gallivan Avenue, and there's, on the north, it's that place that was like, it's been 6 different restaurants, and I think they're turning it into something else right now. He's on the south side of Gallivan Avenue. Typically, they're known for their pizzas. They have this great pizza oven. They have this flour mill, this amazing wooden flour mill that they imported from Europe. And he grinds all of his own flour there and makes all the flour for everything. And then this burger, though, like, I mean, I know the pizza is the thing with the big oven and the flour, but the burger is amazing. It's the bun is done just right. They make the bun, of course, there, and it's really high quality beef, Gold Creek Farm smoked cheddar, some shredded onions, like onion, you know, those little onion shreddy. I know there's an official title for them. I can't think of it, but it's just the way it all comes together. I think he won some publication's best burger award last year, and it's pretty reasonably priced. Man, that's one thing where I went in. We actually worked together. Did with Yelp. We did an event with them and brought in a bunch of people and did a big tasting. And we all were like, "Oh, that's really good." The pasta, that's really good. The pizza, and then we all had the burger, and we're like, "Holy crap! What business do you have having such an amazing burger?" And it's there. So that would be my kind of, you wouldn't think about it, but you definitely got to try it recommendation, is the burger From Scratch.
And there's a lot of potential there too, because if you have a big pizza oven, you could make 2 pizzas that are buns and then put a huge patty in the middle.
I think you're onto something, my friend. Yeah. I think we need to talk to him and see what he'll do for
us. Let's go there after this.
It's so good. Great. So good.
And now here's another spin on the burger front, Bumblebees.
Yeah, it's sort of this thing that we're seeing, I think, burger-wise all over the place. Like the burger for a long time was like, you know, I think probably 5 years ago, the discussion about burger was like, well, we only use Nyman Ranch beef, and, you know.
Yeah.
Ours is the ground steak chuck, and it's fun, you know, like all this. And that's great. I really love the focus on quality ingredients. But we're seeing kind of this shift, like, okay, we're a little bored with the burger and describing the beef. Like, let's do some interesting things with it. And Salt Lake has really seen such an infusion of ethnic dining, and Bumblebees is right along that line. So Bumblebees is a family-owned restaurant in Midvale. It's about 80th South and State Street. It's a Korean-American family. Victor is a college kid who saw the space open up and really wanted to open a Korean-American fusion kind of place, and got his parents on board, and dad's in the kitchen, and Victor goes to school and then leaves school and comes and runs the restaurant. I said, Victor, how's your grades? Not great, but he's doing it. And, you know, he's a kid. He just got married, and he just said, I'm a first-generation Korean-American. I really want to bring Korean tastes. So when he opened, he had the A-Town menu and the K-Town menu, meaning American and Korean. You know, this K-Town menu just had a few burgers on it that were like a kimchi burger, right? So
wow.
He has, it's got a meat patty on it, and then it has some kimchi, and then like a fried egg, and he's slowly but surely over time, the A-Town menu is like 3 items now, and like everything is K-Town because of such a huge response. He has amassed just an incredible library of reviews about people talking about everything from the K-pop fries, which is like bulgogi or hot, Korean pork topped French fries. But the burger, for me, it's the Mr. Kim, which is that burger I described to you with kimchi, only you can have him add a little bit of spicy Korean pork on top of that.
Oof.
Game over.
Pork is a condiment.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
That sounds decadent and delicious.
And cheap, man. I don't think there's anything on the menu that you pull together as a combo over $10.
Oh my God.
So the burger itself,
as a combo.
I think. Yeah. So you can get the burger with fries and a drink, and I think it's like $9 or $9.50 or something. It's just.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's just tiny little location in Midvale, and I'm glad it's there.
Yeah, so we've gotten kind of the gourmet burgers, the craft burgers, but you mentioned earlier kind of the local burger chains. I had a Crown Burger last week, and it's been standing up the test of time. Like in 2009, I think Crown Burger was in the New York Times, and I stole that condiment joke from the New York Times because they referred to meat as a condiment in referring to Crown Burger's flagship burger, the Crown Burger, which has
the
pastrami
on it. Yeah. Here's the thing about Salt Lake City, man, is we love to put meat on top of meat. You heard me. You know, it's funny when Carl's Jr. that just said they were going to do, not just, this was like many years ago, who does a pastrami burger now. And then their press release, they even said, like, hey, we're not the first people to do this. Like, Salt Lake City has been doing this for a long time. Because you can go to any of these places, right? Apollo, Astro, Crown, and they all have pastrami burgers, which I think is very unique to Utah. When you have friends come in from out of town, if you want to send them someplace and be like, here's a real Utah experience. I had a boss in like 4 years ago, and we had just done this event, and we were really hungry afterwards, and we thought, let's go get some food. So we went to, I think it was Apollo Burger, and got a pastrami burger, and she took a picture of it and put it on Instagram, and immediately her Instagram feed filled up with people saying, oh, you must be in Salt Lake City because pastrami burger. And, you know, they all sort of trace back their origins, these Apollos and Astros and Crowns, and you know, to the Greek influence, right?
Because
it's a weird thing where you go in and there's like, get a pastrami burger, or, you know, you can have a Greek salad. People are like, what's going on? But it's a very uniquely Utah thing, and I think one of the things that makes this Burger Town USA.
Yeah, it's strange because you'd think that like Greek immigrants would have done that elsewhere in the United States, but it seems to be a Utah-centric phenomenon.
Salt Lake City, baby. That's why I love it. I love the burgers. I love the pastrami burger. Anytime. I remember it was, I won't go into the details. I was at a lousy Valentine's Day a couple years ago. Had a flight canceled, and it just was. And I just was like, I'm gonna drown my sorrows in pastrami, and that was it.
That's the best way to do it.
We definitely had a fill of pastrami burgers that night.
Later in the episode, I'll be speaking with Rob Dutton from Lucky 13, oh my goodness, there are some beautiful things. The smoked bacon is one. The nut butter burger with peanut butter on it.
Yes.
I mean, they have won some awards since they've gotten going.
Well, when we started talking, you know, we said that that best title was just such a really controversial and hard thing to say. But one name I see thrown around more than anybody else when it comes to best burgers, definitely Lucky 13. We did this event a few years back called Burger Wednesday, where we took a month and every Wednesday we went and tried a different burger. And we brought a big group into Lucky 13 and we all ordered different burgers. And I tell you what, there's not a bad burger in the place. And I think if I'm going to send anybody to like just go get a sloppy burger just to stuff in their mouth, I'm going to send them for the Celestial Burger. That's my
I haven't had
preference.
That one.
Yeah, it's I think that's the one with a little bit of barbecue and it's a garlic burger and pretty incredible. The ambiance there, I mean, it ain't a fine sit-down restaurant, right? If you're unfamiliar, if you're listening to this and unfamiliar.
Well, it's a roadhouse joint.
It is. It is. And parking, you know, you fight with parking a little bit, but that's okay. It's totally worth it.
It's super worth it.
Lucky 13 for me is pretty close to Burger Nirvana.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, I feel bad I said sloppy burger. I mean, there's some big burgers, and it's one of those things where once you pick it up, you're probably not going to set it back down because
yeah.
You're not going to get it all back together again. But at the same time, like, what kind of roadhouse place smokes their bacon and puts on, like, microgreens as the green as opposed to, like, a terrible slab of iceberg lettuce? Like, they're really thinking about what they're doing. It's really something different and special.
They're really well put together.
Yeah.
A place similar to that I'd like to mention, which I imagine we've had on the podcast a couple times, but The Garage, they always kill it.
Yeah,
at the time of the recording this yesterday, I had their SLC Firehouse Burger, and oh my goodness,
yeah,
it's so good. Another one that I'd like to mention, just kind of recently added permanently to the menu, is Eva. Have you had their burger?
I've not.
Well, you know, they have their sister business, which is Eva's Bakery.
Yes, yeah.
So they put it on, you know, the Eva's Bakery bread, and they have, like, tomato jam on it. And the first time I had it, there was a little bit too much jam, but the second time, perfect proportions, and the meat, similar to rye, was well executed and
yeah.
Super tasty.
You know, there's something going on over at Eva where I feel like he just won. Oh, I forget the name of it now.
Oh.
It was that event that there's this event that KUER does up at Rice Eccles.
Yeah.
A couple months ago. And he just won that with the meatball. I feel like he's that. That Charlie Perry is so hot right now. I mean, I think he's really doing something. So, I don't know. Bottom line is this. We are not hurting for good burgers in town.
Definitely not.
And even though we've had a huge influx Asian food lately, and I think we're seeing that trend continue, a lot of like fast casual Asian, even though last year we had every pizza place in the world open up in Salt Lake City, it's still a burger town. You can still get a great burger just about anywhere you go. And I can barely think of any place I've gone that has a bad burger. So.
Oh, totally. My research is not done. I'm just going to say that.
Go, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Burger research.
You know what? It's a lifelong pursuit. It's not a choice. It's a calling. You've been called to suss out the best burgers in town. And man, I'm right there by your side. Let's do it.
I agree. Let's go.
The Twilight Concert Series returns to Pioneer Park this summer, presented by the Salt Lake City Arts Council, every Thursday, July 16th through August 27th. The series brings together an eclectic selection of performers from various genres, all at an affordable price for a massive audience to attend. Tickets are on sale in advance at 24tix.com for $5, or for purchase the day of the show for $10. Gates open at 5 p.m. and music starts at 7 p.m. Visit twilightconcertseries.com for the full lineup and for more details.
The 6th Annual Utah Beer Festival, presented by Salt Lake City Weekly, will take over Library Square this year in downtown Salt Lake City. On Saturday, August 15th from 3 to 8 p.m., you'll be able to partake in over 100 brews from all around Utah, while also being treated to live music from local bands, a karaoke stage, food vendors, and food trucks to complement your drink. Tickets will also be available for the VIP Lounge, which is hosted by the Beer Professor, as well as early beer drinker tickets to enjoy the fest an hour earlier than the general public. Visit utahbeerfestival.com to purchase tickets and get full details.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie.
Please join NowID's 2015 major site-specific event, Nowhere, a mixed-media contemporary dance and music performance, July 17th and 18th at Libby Gardner Concert Hall. The show's diverse roster includes Charlotte Boy Christensen, Catherine Lawrence, Tara MacArthur, TJ Spar, and Brian Nelson, with a special appearance by artist-curator Adam Bateman. NowID features a blend of pre-recorded music along with original music by contemporary composers and local artists creating a sound installation in the processional space prior to the concert hall, plus lighting, video, costume, and set to make Libby Gardner Hall look like it never has before, and probably won't ever again. For more info, visit nowid.com.
Rob, I just want to start off by saying that I, not to gush or anything, but I do love Lucky 13. I've been going a couple times this past month, and yeah, it's great.
Excellent.
And so you guys started around 2009, I think?
September 2009, yep.
Cool. And to someone who's never been to Lucky 13, how would you describe it to them?
We like to have that roadhouse feel with really good, fresh food that comes out of it. We wanted to base everything on the food to bring in the crowds.
You guys are known for your gourmet burgers, and you've won a few awards from them. Can you kind of talk about the awards you've won since getting started in 2009 up till now, summer 2015?
We were fortunate enough in 2012 to be invited to the World Food Championships. They had 50 different teams from around the world compete. We were competing against teams from Brazil and Puerto Rico, I mean, all over the place. And we were fortunate enough to go down there, make some friends, compete against some other teams.
Wow.
We finished first place in that and then ended up competing against the other categories, such as seafood, chili,
Whoa.
Sandwiches, everything else. And there were seven total categories. And then we ended up taking second overall for the whole thing.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
And were there any other sort of competitions like that?
Well, this last year we went back and did barbecue for the first time. And I believe we took third in barbecue.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And this was 2014?
2014, yep.
Cool.
November 2014, we went down and competed in the same competition in barbecue. Took third place overall.
Can you kind of talk about like your burger selection? The first burger that I ever had at Lucky 13 is the nut butter burger, which has peanut butter on it. I have to say that that is a delightful burger. Is that kind of par for the course for what you offer there, or what's going on?
That specific burger is... very questionable to a lot of people. We put that on there, and there's nothing better than protein on protein. And so that's one of the most delicious burgers we have, actually. We try to stay with more options for flavored burgers. You're going to go into most places and find a bacon blue cheese burger. You're going to go into most places and find onions on a burger. You're going to find mushrooms on a burger. We like to mix it up. I come from a background where I'm very well known. If something says it's hot, it's going to be hot. So we like to make them hot. The peanut butter burger, I mean, who doesn't love peanut butter? With our house smoked bacon on there, adds a little more flavor. It's delicious.
Nice. Yeah, and I went there last Friday, and I had the bacon cheeseburger. The bacon was quite notable. First, where do you like source your ingredients from, like the bacon and the beef and all
like,
that?
We like to keep a lot of our secrets secret, but
right.
we do pull as much as we can from local vendors. Our meat is ground in Ogden. We have a butcher up there, grinds it for us. Usually you're eating it within 2 days of it being ground.
Wow.
So it's ground down to us and then in your mouth within 2 days.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that timeline.
Exactly.
Notably, too, for like a basic cheeseburger or a bacon burger, the price points are really reasonable and affordable. Is that just part of your game plan or...
You know, it's not, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's a game plan. We're also just not trying to be the outrageously priced, you know, we want it to be affordable for everyone. Everyone should be able to enjoy a good piece of American food, you know?
Yeah.
It's a burger, it's a staple.
Right.
It's got to be eaten by all.
Yeah, of course. I agree. And on the menu, there's a challenge for a foot-tall burger. Is that...
So the Lucky 13 challenge consists of two burgers. Mm-hmm. One of them comes in a little over 12 inches.
Wow.
They both weigh 2.5 pounds. Yeah, it's a beast of a challenge. It's been accomplished 4 times, unfortunately, only because that's getting expensive. But
right.
It has been done.
Cool. And who is the record holder for the best time in eating one of these in under an hour, is it?
Currently, her name is Molly Schuler.
Yeah.
She did it in 12 minutes, everything. Completely gone. That was extremely impressive, yes.
That's an inch per minute.
It's before her was two other, they were actually competitive eaters. They did it in 17 minutes. The next person to even come close was 58 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And so is there anything kind of new that you're with Lucky 13 that you're excited about right now?
You know, every day we try to improve on what we're working on in-house. We always want to put our best product forward, whether it be the food, the service, the ambiance, everything available. Currently, we're working on upgrading our patio. You know, we get these big scorching weeks. We want it to be nice and comfortable out there. So we've got some things in the works for the patio to be more comfortable. Unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do about our parking.
Right.
That part of the world where we're at is just limited extremely. Yeah, for now we're working on making it more comfortable for the people that come so they can stay longer and enjoy it.
On your website, you guys mentioned that you are first and foremost a bar.
Yeah.
And when I first went in there, I was thinking like, yeah, this is like the bar. I used to go to Kitty Pappas Steakhouse with my dad growing up in Bountiful or North Salt Lake. I'm not sure which city it's technically in. And I was just thinking like, yeah, this is probably what a bar feels like. And then I go to Lucky 13. And that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And so you guys have an impressive selection of beer and whatnot. With that in mind, like, what else does Lucky 13 offer besides just burgers?
You know, again, it goes back to the ambiance. It goes back to the feel. I've got a lot of great employees. I've got some staff that bring a lot to the table, and that helps with the feel of the place. I mean,
yeah.
there are some really good employees that are excitable, that get happy, you know. They enjoy interacting with the customers, and I think that brings a lot of it as much as the ambiance and what's going on inside of it.
Yeah.
You know, the decor is the decor, but if you don't have the people to back it up and to work with it, it's really nothing.
As of the time of this recording, the Utah Arts Festival had just transpired, and you guys participated in it. Was this your first time doing that?
This was our 5th year out at the Utah Arts Festival.
Fifth year.
Our 5th year, yep. It was a long weekend, a long, hot weekend. But again, I mean, it's something where we bring in employees past and present, and our booth has a certain feel to it. You know, we made the best of what we had. Ice cold water and water fights and
nice
105 degree weather.
Cool. And how do you sort of translate the atmosphere of the bar to a booth setting?
You know, it's a little bit different. We don't get to serve the same menu items at the arts festival. So, but we bring out, you know, the whiskey barrels and the wood feels and our smokers and stuff like that and set it up. And we've got guys wearing, you know, overalls or cowboy hats, you know, old straw hats and just bring the whole feel and the fun time with it.
Nice. What's on the horizon for Lucky 13?
You know, right now we're kind of just trying to improve what we've got going on. You know, we want it to be the best product available for everyone. So anytime I come and hear issues from other customers and everything, that's what we focus on. You know, we came into this year with our focus being on customer comfort and our customer service first and foremost, and we've really seen a huge improvement on the feedback from that as well.
Thanks for listening to Slug Sound Waves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @slugsoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, that's me, Christian Schultz, Henry Glasheen, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colvin. Next week, Slug will be previewing a pair of events happening in August, the Great Salt Lake Fringe Festival and the 6th Annual Beehive Brew-Off. Thanks for listening.